Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia. Daf Tzadi Beis, picking up on the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Zok the Halakha Mishnah. Ochel Pol Kishus Afilu B'Dinar. A worker is allowed to eat a cucumber, even if it's worth a dinar, which is, that's a lot of money. Kosevis Afilu B'Dinar, even a Kosevis, which is a date, if it's a dinar. Rashi says, "Vafil he shove a dinar, even if it's worth, if it's worth value, is a dinar." What are we talking about over here? We're talking about the fact that this guy's working, and the work that he's doing, he's taking maybe even the same amount that he's going to make, or even more. Who knows what? So you can go and you can do such a thing. Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Omer Lo Yochel Pol Yaser Al Scharo. It's like, what are you talking about? The worker can't eat more than his schar is. Rashi says, "The Kaman Yalef Mi Kinef Shecha Be." You can't go ahead and say that this guy is going to end up making eating more than he's actually getting paid. We'll see in the Gemara that how he learns this out. The Chachamim Matirin, Chachamim Matir. Sounds very much like the Tanakama. Tanakama says that Ochel Paul Kishus Afil B'Dinner, because of Afil B'Dinner, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma says it can't eat more. And then Chacham Matirin, Shkari Chacham, isn't that the Tanakama? That was in the Gemara. Aval Melamdim is Adam Shaloye Raftan. We go, we teach a person not to be such a type of person, even though the Chacham Matirin, we teach him to not go ahead and behave like that. Veisosim is a Pesach B'Fanim. He's going to close the door in front of himself. Rashi explains, Sheyimnu L'Socha Melachto. People are not going to want to hire this guy anymore because he's eating more than I'm even paying the guy. The Chacham and Tanakama are both saying that he's going to eat stuff beyond the value of that he's getting paid over here. So why do you have to say two different things? What's going to be the difference between the two of them? That we teach him. Rashi says, Omrim lo derech eitza hogenes. We teach him a proper way to go and behave. And that is, we don't have this, we teach him because we say no problem, he can do it, not an issue. Rabbanan Islahu Malamdin. They do hold of this concept of Malamdin. There we go. And we teach him not to go and behave in such a way. He bought you saying another answer. The difference between them is Ikabinayu de Rabbi Asi. The difference between Tanakam Rachamim is the din of Rabbi Asi. Dama Rabbi Asi, Rav Asi, not Rabbi, Rav, de Rav Asi. Again, Iboy Seima, Ikabinayu de Rav Asi. Dama Rav Asi, I feel low scharu el liftsar eshko echad ochlo. Rav Asi said, even if you hired him only to pick one cluster of grapes, the worker is allowed to eat it. Says Rashi, low scharu el liftsar eshko echad ochlo also eshko, you can eat that particular one. Rashi now plays that and spells it out. Tanakama isli dravasi. The Tanakama holds a ravasi. That you're allowed to have even that. V'hachi ka'amar, says Rashi. Poel ochel kishus. The worker can eat that cucumber in our Mishnah. Shehi levada, even if that's the only one there. V'ein odin, there's nothing else. V'afilu he shav a dinner, if it's worth a dinner. V'asa Rabbi Elazar, lemeimer Elazar, the Mishnah comes to say, bein shi levada, bein shescharula, v'chavroseha, im shav a yosa al schar, if it's worth more than the schar, then lo yochlan, he can't eat it. V'asa Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan comes to say, but right afterwards, the Meimer to say, Yosa Scharo Mutter Hu Lechol. If he's more than the Schar, he's allowed to eat it. Im Schir Yomu. If he's a Schir Yom, you hired him for the day. Aval Scharo Lakishus Levadov. If the Schar is just for that particular thing, then Les Lehu Dravasi. Aval Scharo. Take one step back. Al Scharo Mutter Hu Lechol Im Schir Yomu. Aval Scharo Lakishus Levadov. Les Lehu Dravasi. There he doesn't hold Ravasi, you couldn't do such a thing. Okay, now the Ravasi that we just saw is the one we're about to see a second Ravasi. So the first Ravasi we saw is that if he's hired him to pick a single cluster of grapes, now we're going to talk about a case where he hired the person to work for the whole day. That is Vam Ravasi Filo Batsa Ella Eskro Echad Ochlo. Even if the worker picked only one cluster, he's allowed to eat it. Now we're talking about over here. He's hired to do it the whole day, and Ravasi permits him to eat the first one he picks. Rashi says that Scharo Lechol Hayom Mutter Lechol Leesko Rishon Shabbat. He's allowed to eat the first one. Now, why do you need to tell both of these? If you tell me I'm allowed to work and eat I'm hired for to do one cluster, and I can eat that cluster. So then, why would I think I'm not allowed to eat the first cluster I pick if I'm hired for a whole day? Like, what would be your reasoning for even thinking that? I don't need to say it. It says Moru Tzricha. You need to say both of them. If you just would have said the first day that I hire you just to pick that one cluster, the reason is that he can eat that one is because there's nothing left over to put into the kli of the balabais, right? I'm hiring you. You go take it and you put it in the kli, my kli. But since over here, there's nothing left to put over there, therefore I'm allowed to eat it, because otherwise I'm not going to end up being able to eat anything, and I'm allowed to eat. Rash says the name of Le, Hav Beresha V'Hadar Achil. I can put it over there, and then I'll eat. Mishum Delekel Amesav L'Kilish Shabbat. Right? There is no, Rash says, the Mishum Delekel Amesav L'Kilish Shabbat L'Bayis, the name of Le, there's no nothing left to put in the Balabayis, this thing, that, more than this cluster, that you could say to me, Hav Beresha, first do for your boss, V'Hadar Achil, then go and eat. Di Yayiv Sula Achil. If I go and I put it into the box, into his kli, then I won't be able to eat anymore. But Torah Tera Lechel, and Torah matted me to eat. So only in that case would I be allowed to go ahead and eat that thing. Aval right away. Aval Hecha to Ikal Mesa B'Tilish Balabais. But in the case where there is left over afterwards, right, I could pick the next one. I could go put to the kli of the Balabais. Then we would say, Ema Lesa Bereish V'Had Lechel. You know, come on, first go and put into the, do your work, do some work over here, and then go ahead, and then you can go in to eat. That's what you have to write. Both of them. V'yashmin b'han, if it would just teach us this second din, the efshar l'kayume l'basof, that I would have thought that it's only in that case that the worker's allowed to go and eat first thing he gets, because it's possible to go ahead and put it in afterwards, you know, no problem. If you're not able to eventually do the work that you have to be doing for your boss, then it would say, maybe then that type of worker is not allowed to eat at all. Tzricha, therefore you have to write both of these dinim. Another answer, the difference between the Tanakama and the Rabban. Ikebanayo de Rav. The difference between them is Rav. Amar Rav. Matzasi Megillah Starim be Rabbi Chiya. What is a Megillah Starim, you ask? Says Rashi, fascinatingly, we have something known as Torah Baal Peh. Torah Baal Peh is not allowed to be written down. It's Baal Peh, Bichtav, you write down, Baal Peh, by heart, Bichtav, written down. So Megillah Starim is Megillah Tumuna, a hidden Megillah, a hidden scroll. Lefisha Asa Lichtav Halachos, you can't write him down. If you heard something new, V'yare L'shocha, you're scared you're going to forget it. Hayakosvo, they would write it. Master Minayan, it would hide it from the eye. You can write it for yourself, but it's not going to be written for the mass. So I found him, Miguel, starting because of but EC. Ben Yehuda Omer, it says, he's when he says, Kisavu Bekarim Re'echa, when you come into the vineyard of your friend. B'vias kol adda makasim medaber. Right? So it says, when you come to the vineyard of your friend, you can eat grapes like your desire to match as you satiate yourself, but you may not put it into your vessel, right? When you go and you're working for them. So what do we learn from there? It's B'vias kol adda makasim medaber. Rashi says, "Afila inu schiro," even someone who's not, who you're not hiring, even the person who's coming in is like, you didn't hire this person. V'amarav lo shavak isi chaye l'choberia. Rav says isi didn't hasn't left over life for any creature, any person, right? Because if you tell me that people just walk into the field and start eating, how in the world are they going to survive? So we say, "Amarav ashi amrisa l'shmaita kamid Rav Kahana." I said this idea in front of Rav Kahana. And they said, maybe Dilma ba'osim b'sudasam da'avdu v'achu. Maybe what's he said, Yehuda talking about when he says you can just walk into somebody's field and go ahead and just take someone's stuff over there. Maybe it's talking about people that work for their meals, right? Ba'osim b'sudasam, and he means that they can work and eat. That is, maybe you're gonna. You can't just come in and take, but you can come in my field and start working for me, and then you can eat while you're working over there. That you don't have to get my permission to do, and you're able to go and eat. Armeli afilu hachi nichale le'inish la'ogar agure v'niktefe le'pardesa v'lo nese kuli alma v'achule. Nah, he said back that even in such a case, a person would rather hire people to go and work his field than that anyone should come in and start eating from it as their payment. I know I personally would rather than have hefkeris and anyone just coming in. Ibailahu asked the Gemara, Paul Mishalohu Ochal or Mishal Shamayimu Ochal. Does the worker eat of his own food? Right? Is his food something which is it's a part of his, like when he's working, Rashi says Tosefa Scharhu, Shosifilo Torah. It's like an extra, like you tell me I work $10 an hour, but the Torah says no, it's $12 an hour and I'm eating $2 worth over there. Or is it that Mishal Shamayimu Ochal? Maybe what it means is not part of my money, but it's just like, hey, matana has to be giving. You know, you got to go and give it over to me, but it's not part of it. Rashi says, b'matanas gemilas chasadim, k'shar matanas aniyim, like any part of matanas aniyim, like at shech hapeh, like that. Fet gemar l'mayin afkamino, you know, who cares? At the end of the day, gets eaten. The answer is, da'amar tenu l'ishti abanai. when the worker says to the balabais, give it to my wife and kids. Iyamart, it was semi shalahu achal yavinala, then you go ahead and give it to them because it's his. Rashi says, ki hechi debiyado litain scharo lechom mishirta. He can give his wages to whoever he wants. El iyamart mishel shamayim achal, he's eating mishel shamayim. Then ledidei zaki le rachmana, lishto barim lo zaki le rachmana. It was only to him that it was mezakah to menat to his children. Rashi says, ledidei zaki le rachmana, but stuck of a chol zman de lo matali day. It doesn't come to his hands. Lo zaki le, it's not his. The less the ishto barav to give to his wife and kids. My, what's the din? Toshima, Toshima, Mama. We look at our Mishnah itself. Ochel poel kishus afila bediner. The bediner. A person can eat the kishus, the cucumber. And even if it's worth a dinner. Kosevus afila dinner. And also the date, even if it's worth a dinner. Iyamet bishalohu ochel. If you want to say he's eating of his own. Mishalohu ochel ogir bedanka achil bezuza. Does it make sense that he's getting hired for a danka, which is 1/6 of a zuz, and he's eating the extra stuff that he's given to him? Comes out to an actual zuz. Rashi says, "Bitamia v'chitosefes meruval iker." Does it make sense that the extra that this guy is getting from, you know, Ibrahim to the food is going to be so much more than it's going to be more? First of all, and so much more than the actual amount that he's supposed to get paid. Ve'ela, ve'ela, ela. My, Mishal Shamayim, who ochel? So now what do you want to say? The alternative of that is saying that it's Mishal Shamayim, but sof, ogir, danka, ochel, bezuza. In the end of the day, he's hired for 1/6 of a zuz, and he's eating a zuz. You have the same problem. Ela, ma'isach, l'meimar, rachmana, zakile. What do you want to say? What can you say? Must be that the Torah is giving it to him as like a gift. Hachanami Rachmana Zakile, here too, even though that according to the pshat over here that you're going to say it's a supplement to his parnasa, you could say that they give it to him above his way above. So in other words, like, yeah, it can go either way. So let's try to see. Toshima. Right, if you want to say it's a gift, the gift's going to be so much more. It's a parnasa, the bonus going to be so much more. It's just going to be either one of them there. So, Raya. Tashima, Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Omer, lo yochel poel, yosel scharo. You can eat more than that he actually is getting paid. V'chacham matir, and they matir it. My labo, can we figure out what they're arguing about? The mar savim, mishalohu ochel. That the mar, meaning Rabbi Elazar Chisma says he's taking from his own stuff, and therefore it can't be more than that. It doesn't make sense that the supplement would be more than the ikar. Omar savim, and therefore, it doesn't have to make sense if it's more because it's mishamayim. Rashi's v'zachi l'rachmana, the Torah gives it over to a person to be able to get that. You get it? If it's a gift from the shamayim, I don't care. It could be that you work for 1 hour and you get $1 billion. That's what the Torah says. Eat all the food in the thing if that's what it's telling you. But if you're telling that it's a bonus to what he's working, it's not going to be so much more than it itself. The work itself is going to be more than that. So that's the machlokas there. Says Gemara, lo, the kulei amar mishalohu ochel. Everybody says that he's eating of his own, and he's still able to eat more than the amount. Ve'hacha be'kinafshecha kamiflege. Right? We were going to say it's his own, and still he's able to eat more than his parnasa, because the Torah said that that's how the din works, even in the case of parnasa itself. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, I don't care. The Torah says it's a din. V'hacha b'kinafshecha kamifke. And here they're arguing in the word kinafshecha. Well, the pasuk says that it comes into your karam of your friend and you can have as is your desire. That's what the machlokas is. Mar sava kinafshecha b'davar shemosei nafsho olav. That's what Rav Chisma says. Kinafshecha means that something which the worker would moser nafsho love, would give his life for, would risk his life for. Right? So what does that mean? Bechatu nafshecha, Rashi's bedavish at the moser nafsho love, lalos bekevesh, velalos beilon, the moser nafsho the misa v'hainu schir. Right? The worker is risking his life. It goes up trees or to other type of things that are very dangerous. So the Torah says you can eat grapes kinafshecha in the amount of your wage, but not more. So when it says then to the man you're satiated, Savecha, Belazar Chisma understands that talking about the regular case in which the worker doesn't eat more than his wage. So even though it doesn't make sense, it's not logical that the supplement is just to his wage, the extra Kenaf Shecha is what's limiting this statement here. My sovereign kinafshecha bedavar shemosa nafshe olav. My sovereign kinafshecha man nafshecha im chasamta pater. Apol im chasamta pater. That is to say, the Rav Elazar Chisma is saying, Kinafshecha is saying that it's referring to something which the worker is going to risk his life, which is his parnasa. Umar Safkafshecha man nafshecha im chasamta pater. That's the Chacham say that just like Kinafshecha, it's coming to teach us that just when you're working with what belongs to you, that if you muzzled yourself, you're not going to be chayef. To get malchus, so too, in the worker, if you muzzled him, you're not going to be chayef to get malchus. Toshima, toshima. Nazir, says Rashi, sha'asa ba'anafim, was asa to have grapes. Shamar, tenu lishdi ba'ana, give it to my wife and to my kids. Ein shomim lo, we don't listen to him. Right, he can't have this grape stuff, so he can't eat the grapes that the other workers are able to eat. And he asked that the grapes he would have eaten if he wouldn't have been a Nazir given to his wife and kids who are not in the state of Naziris, therefore they're allowed to eat it. Ain Shomelo, we don't listen to such a guy. If you want me Shalohu Ochel, Amai Ain Shomelo. But hold on a second. If you want to say that's Mishaloh Ochel, it's from himself, then I would listen to him, right? He's allowed to go ahead and give whatever extra stuff to whoever he wants. And for the Gemara, Hasam Mishum Lech Lech Amrina Nazir Schor Schor Lekarma Lo Sikrav. The reason I don't listen to him because of we say go away, go away. We say to the Nazir, go around and don't come into this vineyard. Rashi says, Klomer Kinasahu De Kansu Shim Naatzum Lahaskir La Anavim. The general rule is that a Nazir, you don't come near this stuff. Don't come next to grapes or whatever it is. Don't come near the vineyard, right? And this matzah, the Gemara is saying that we kenas this person, this Nazir, because he hired himself out to go to work in this Karim. And how do we kenas him? And not letting him with his legal right to this grapes that he's actually able to get. And that's why he's not able to go and give it to his wife and kids. But generally speaking, it's possible that the worker is able to go and give it to somebody else. Yeah, now, Toshma, let's try again. Paul Sha'amar Tenu Le'ishi Abana Ein Shomlo. Someone says to his, Paul, a worker, says, give it to my wife and my kids, we don't listen to him. V'yom Mishalo Ocholom Ein Shomlo. If he says it's his, then why is it that we don't listen to him? And we're not talking about a Nazir over here. It says, no, Kanas, must be. Then it's not considered like it's his. My Paul Nazir, it says, my Poel, no, what is it by speaking when it says Poel? It means a Nazir, therefore you don't have a riot from over there. I have a Tanya, Nazir, a Tanya, Paul. One says Nazir, what's his Paul? Must be the Paul, it means not Nazir. It says, Gemara, Midi, Gabi, Adadi, Tanya. Midi, Gabi, Adadi, Tanya. What, they were taught at the same place, these Bryces? Nah, the two Bryces were, if it was one Bryce, you could say, it switches the language. But if you're really two different Bryces, and therefore, they're both talking about a Nazir, just one's talking, one Tana called it one thing, one called it another. Toshima, Minayin Lepol, Shalmer, Tunalishi, Banashin, Shalmimlo. How do you know that? Where do we know that the worker who says, give my wab my kip, that we don't go listen to him? Shanamar, El Kel Yachal, Lo Sitain. It says, you're not allowed to put it into your kli. You're going to work in there, it's for you to eat. But you're not going to go put it to your kli for later. If you want to say here too, the Bryce is only talking about a Nazir. That's what we say. We wouldn't say because of the pasuk to bring a raya, if you're not going to put it into your vessel, but rather we'd say, lech lech amin and nazir. So therefore, it's not talking about a Nazir. So we know, this also could be talking about a Nazir. You said that it uses a Lashon Poel. You have a problem that we should have. You said, you know, Lech Lech. We'll say back that since the Tana said the word worker, Kadosav Lakra de Poel. He also brings the Pasuk talking about the concept of a Poel as well. Rashi says, Kadosav Lakra de Poel. Olam Rabbanani. The cross smacked the Baalma, the Pasuk is just really the Rabbanim, the cross just sent a smacked over here. Because of the fact that the Braisa was talking to the Nazir as a worker, so therefore it brings another type of wording that speaks of a worker as its Raya. But really, this text is not a Raya, but it's just a, you know, a smacked to this Pasuk. It's really the Rabbanim here. Now, the bringing on this Kenas to this Pasuk over here works because it's reasonable that the Torah would talk about a worker who would want to go and store the grapes instead of going and eating them, that would be the nazir. Tashma, let's try again. If someone goes ahead and he hires a worker to go ahead to spread out figs, the reason he's spreading out them figs is because you want to make sure they dry. Rashi says, lasos, you want to make these fig cakes. Beep, turn the page. Tzadi, bays, umber, bays. Hareze, ochel, upatim, and maiser. This worker can eat for the figs that he's spreading, and it's going to be putter from taking off maiser. Says Rashi, the cave in the omnos lixos, loading malachim. Since you have to still get to the next stage of lixos, of going and making him into the next level, therefore it's not considered done. Amnasha, ochel, and neo, bni. If the worker says that he's allowed to, the Tanai is in condition that I eat and my son is also going to eat. Rashi says, She'eno niska labalabayis. The son is not rented out to him, but that's what he's saying. O she'ocho b'ni b'schari, or al Tanai that my son shall eat from my schar, right, that which you set aside for me. Rashi says, She'katsatzli. Who ocho l'pater? He can eat, and he's part of a particular basis, but his son eats, and it's going to be chayev to take off. Rashi says, "Who ochel pater shator zichta lo kelechet shechor peya shepter min a meiser." Ubeno ochel v'chayev meiser. The havale kelokeach mekach shelo nigmar malachto. It's like a sale in that particular case, and therefore you'd have to go and take off meisos. We have seen earlier in this Masech that a couple of blad ago, that even though it's not done, once it's in the sale process, then it's going to be chayev. Now, if you want to say that a worker is eating from his own, then why should the son have to take off? He's eating like his father. If it must be, it's not mishalo, it's mishalo shmayim. No, really, it is of his own. But we're worried, even according to the pshat, that a worker takes of his own, he has to take off because it looks like it's a mekach. This case, that's why we're worried. Okay, let's try again. Toshima wa wee wa wa. Let's take a look from the following idea. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, which is coming up. Coming up. Next off. If you go ahead and you hire a worker to work with your neta revoi, what's neta revoi? God, you ask. We know there's something known as arla. The first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. The fourth year, you're allowed to go and take it, but it's got to be eaten in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Now, you can redeem it and put it onto something and then bring that up to Yerushalayim and then use it over there, and that fruit then is able to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. So, if you go and you hire someone to work neta revoi, they're not allowed to go and work. They can't eat it because it's neta revoi, fourth year fruit. As is the boy choma, the gomar kodesh kodesh b'maiser, b'tchilam anaskein niskrulo. It's also for them to eat outside of Yishalayim. We don't have to go and eat. The schiev of having to go and give to them doesn't apply. And I don't have to give them anything for this idea because they knew about this idea from the get-go, in which case they're not going to get, and they accepted the job. That's on them. V'im lo odi, but if I didn't tell them about it, Rashi says, mitchila laso simo b'net revai podo machila. And then what do you do? Podo machila, and he redeems it onto the fruit, onto stuff, and then he goes ahead and he can eat from it. The guy can eat from it. Now, if you want to say that the worker is eating from Shamayim, Amaya Podo Mechilan, then why does the boss have to redeem it to give him to eat? Isura Lozaki Lurachmana, the Torah did not allow this person to do something which is, to take something. He's not given something which is aser. The Torah wasn't granting something which is aser. Isura lo zaki lu rechmana. Says Gemara, not a raya. Hasa mishum de mirsi kemechitos. Really, the worker really would go and take this type of thing, but in the Mishnah, we have to go and give him the redeemed stuff because it's going to look like a mechitos if you don't go ahead and do that. Rashi says, v'al mali odian, lo yin iskarlo. If you hadn't told him, you wouldn't have done it. Amos Seifa. Let's take a look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Nisparsu Igulov nispatchu chaviyosav, harelu lo yochlu. If his fig cakes fell apart, or his wine caskets, the casks, open up, and he hires workers to go put them together, they don't go and eat from this stuff, since it was already by the state of Rashi, the nigbar malacht on the ma'isa, it's already in the state of ma'isa, the freedom don't eat from it. Says Rashi, inspires to agulav, kitzil shed darsen biagul, and they put like these fig cakes, with nigbar malacht that's finished the ma'isa, v'naflu, and it fell, v'nisparsu, v'tzarech lachsul, something you have to go and do it again, hari elu le'yochlu, de'in po'al ocha, b'davar shed nigbar malacht on the ma'isa, k'detanya le'el, k'sar and p'tes, yotza bodel, b'tamar, nispach tchu chav yosav, then Shanitl Migufosehem Vishach of the Sotman, you go in there, bam, it popped open. They don't need, like we said, because Nigbar Malachto. V'im lo hudian ma'aser ma'aser ma'achilan. If he didn't tell him beforehand that the stuff that they're going to work with is already in that state, then he has to go and take off ma'aseros and of the figs, the wine, and then feed it to them. Rashi says, V'im lo hudian l'kamen parach gabi chavios ma'odin yubayi. Right, what exactly does he need to tell them? It's all done. So the Gemara, V'yam, right, Mishol Shamayim, L'Ochel, and V'yam, he's eating Mishol Shamayim, Amayim, Asam, Ochel, and why does he have to feed them? Yisulo, Zakilu, Rechmana, it's not, so therefore must be, Shalachem, says Shalem. Says the Gemara, Ochendami, not a Raya, because Ochendami, Mishol Demichsel, Mekatoch, it looks like a Mekatoch, and that's why we're not giving to them. Says the Gemara, Bishlam and his parsu igula mechsei kemechatoske. I understand the case of like where the figs cakes, you know, they fall apart. Okay, mechatos, if he doesn't tell them beforehand that it was already done, it's up to Meiser and his Nigmar. But Ella nispatchu chavios my mechatosiko. What mechatos is there when the wine casks open up? May the yadid the itbal hula Meiser. The worker clearly knows that these casks of wine are already in the state of Meiser, right? Otherwise, how is it? It's, of course, Rashi says that Mishiyarad Labor have a Yayin Lamaser, Hayayin Lamaser. Once it gets to that state, you're brought into the casks, of course, it's already reached the stage of Meiser. Amrav Shesha Shinispatchu Chaviyasav Labor. It means that it opened into the bar. The wine spilled from them back into the bar, and the workers are hired to put the wine into the casks. They didn't know that was already the stage beforehand. V'atanya yayin mishir labar. But we learned in the braisa, so wine becomes subject to maisos from when it goes into the bar. Rashi's having gemaro, l'maisa v'yarad. I mean, that is clear to him. So even then, it hits the state of maiser. So what? How would they not know? The gemaro, kid the Rabbi Akiva, d'amar misha yikape. He says only from when you go and you skim the stuff off the top of it. Rashi's having gemaro, l'maisa v'yarad. And that's the case. But here, they didn't know about it. The workers can say to the boss, we didn't know when we said we're going to take it. The wine, you already skimmed the stuff off the top. So the governor, name mikpa. Let the boss say to them, you should have thought that maybe it was already taken off, in which case you could have asked. Says Gemara, ba'aser dahu gavad the nugget you mekaper. We're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about a place where the minig is that the person who takes the wine out is the also one who does the skimming, and therefore they're the ones who would be doing it. So there's no reason for them to know that it's already skimmed. So that's a Gemara. Another reason why the workers maybe wouldn't have known that the wine was already in the state of Meiser, in the state of having to Meiser, v'hashta the Tani Rav Zvid b'devei Rabbi Hoshaya. Now the Rav Zvid taught the Braisa came from the Hoshaya, which says Yayin Mishayir the Bor v'yikapa, wine is going to be chayav in Meiser from when it goes down into the bor, and you skim it. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishayishle b'chavios. Rabbi Kiva says when you draw it off after the wine is in the casks already, meaning after you put it into the cask, there's even more stuff that happens. There's foams up over there, and only that stage, right? Because the casks are sealed with stoppers, and that stops and then knocks it away. And therefore, going to this way of Rabbi Akiva, it's only when the foam is taken out from the unsealed barrel that the wine is going to be chayef. I feel it back in the Gemara. I feel it there. Shalom nispat chavius labar. You can even say the Mishnah is talking about a case that the cask didn't open up into the bar, but they became unsealed. And still the workers can say that they didn't know the wine was already hit the stage of Maisos. The Amule, Lavia Dina Damashle. We didn't know that you already put someone already took the foam off. We had no idea. Rashi says, Kfar nitulo yisichusav mimenu l'chutz. We didn't know this. Says the Gemara, v'neim alu yibayi l'chula asukeh datayi d'um v'ashli. You should have known, says the boss to them. Like, I'm not giving her anything, because you should have thought that they should have at least come to understand that it could have been that someone did this already. And for the Gemara, ba'asad ayi d'sharik, oh, mashli. This is a town, the person who seals it off by putting the cork in, he is the one who takes it off there also, therefore they couldn't have known. Tashima, Tashima. Again, back to the workers is from his own or from the heavens. That's what we've been dealing with all day. Katsas Adam Ayde Atzmo. Let's bring a raya from, there's another part of that Mishnah. It says a person can cuts it for himself. He can make a tanai and give up his right to take of the stuff, which I can come work for you and make a deal. Listen, really, I'm supposed to get X amount of produce. I should work and be able to eat. I'd eat 3 pounds of whatever, of grapes. Instead, I want the value of that in money. Rashi says, "Kotz is little mos v'leyochel." Tashema, kotz is adam ayde atzmo, ayde beno ubito gedolim, for his adult children, sons or daughters, ayde avdo v'shivchasa gedolim, for his adult slaves, vayde ishto, or for his wife. That is, I can, right, if I have a kid who's an adult or a slave, my wife, and I'm having, they're working for somebody else's produce, then you can have either the father or the husband or the master, depending on what the case is, can set up that the guy's got to pay him for the right for them to eat over there, and then the worker can't go and take it, and I get to pocket the cash. Because they have das. Rashi says, v'yada v'kamachli, and they are mochel. They have the ability to go and be mochel such a thing. They know what they're doing, and they're going to wave it to give it to him. Aval eno kotzis lo yidei beno bito ketanim. They don't have dasher to do this. V'lo yidei avdo v'shuchos ketanim, or these ketanim again. V'lo yidei behemto, not for his animal. V'pnei she'en behem das. They have no das to be able to go and be mochel this right. Now, kasalka daitach b'mayla lehen mizonos, you would think right now that the Mishnah is talking about where, again, the father or the master or the husband is giving them, he's taking care of them. Rashi says, v'sachar, v'schar pulasan shalo. Therefore, he gets his stuff because he's supporting them. Iyamar b'shalom v'shal shamayim u'ochel, if you want to say that the worker is getting from shamayim, v'shum hachi eno kotzeitz. For that reason, the father and master can't be kotzeitz, that the stuff of people that don't have das can be straight up, is going to be exchanged for money. Then he should be able to also be able to do that for ketanim, because according to, you want to say that a worker takes from his own stuff, then the worker's shtickle is a daraisa idea to go and get paid extra, even in the case of a katan. And just like the money itself automatically goes to the one who's their provider, aka the father, the master, etc., the husband, so to the supplement, which you can then go switch for money. But the Mishnah doesn't say that, so it must be that it's Mishamayim. Does Gemara know? Talking about the case the person is not supporting them. Therefore, it doesn't automatically go to him. Therefore, even the schar doesn't belong to them. If that's true, then even by the gedolim, he's not able to go out and to make this deal of here. If he's not supporting, then he doesn't have a right to go and get their stuff. So why does the Mishnah say that he can exchange the adult food stuff for money? And for the Gemara, Gedolim, Yadim become Achli again, because the Gedolim, they know about this, and they are actively Mochel, and therefore they can do that, but we can't answer our question because of this. I, Votanim, Rabbi Hoshaya, but we know it says in the Braisa, Kotzitz Adam al Yidei Atzma Vaide Ishto, Avaloi De Behemto, Avaloi De Beno, Bito Gedolim. Ah, he could do it through himself or his wife, but he can't do his Behema and his children that are Gedolim. Avalo al Yidei Behemto, Vaide Beno, Bito Gedolim. Oh gosh, okay, I read this wrong. Ivotana Rei Rebbe Shaya, Kotzitz Adam al Yidei Atzma Vaide Ishto, Avaloi De Behemto. He can be do the ketitza. He can make the shtickle Torah. He can set up this deal for the kenanim, the slaves, whether they're big or they're small. So how do we understand this between the Bryce and the Mishnah about the case of ketanim, the slaves? My love, Idi v'Idi, but my love, Mzona. So we're talking about, is it not that both the Mishnah and the Brisa are talking about where he's supporting them and giving them basically what they need? And therefore the Mishnah and the Brisa, they're arguing with the following thing. D'mar sefer, mishalohu ochel, umar sefer mishal shamayim hu ochel. That the Brisa seems to be saying that mishalo, and the Tana, and the Mishnah is saying that it's mishal shamayim. Everything more low. Maybe we could say that everyone's going to say, even the town of the Mishnah is going to say that everyone is coming from their own. Because the Mishnah is talking about where he's not giving the basic stuff, he's not supporting them, where he is going and supporting them. Right? So again, the Mishnah is talking about where he's not giving it, and therefore he doesn't have rights to their stuff. And that's why he doesn't have the rights to go ahead to what they're entitled to, even if we say that a worker takes his own stuff. And the Brisa is talking about where he is supporting them, therefore he has the right to what they earn and the things that are entitled to them. In fact, the Gemara, b'may ukimta, b'may lalahem lemazonos. How do you explain this Brisa? Explained it that they're giving them mizonos. Iachi ketanim nami nikos leu. Then the ketanim also should be able to do it for them because you're the one supporting them and taking care. Rashi says bino ubito nami nikos leu. That's all, folks. Says the Gemara. And for the Gemara, tsarayu the bino ubito ketanim lozaki le rachmana. The suffering of his children that he wasn't. He's not given over to him to do such a thing. Therefore, he's not able to go to do it for the Gitanim. Okay, says the Gemara, hold on a second. Mayu Kimta, how did you set it up? Lamasti sent for the Mishnah. Pesha'in Raila Mizonas. You want to sit around with where he's not supporting them. Beep, turn the page. Sadi Gemma. Bam, 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 bam. Honey, Chlamandamar, Ein Rav Yachalomar, Le'evet, Aseimi, Ve'in Yizoncha. This works well with the one who says, that the master can't say to his slave, work for me, and I'm not going to support you. It's a machlokas and gittin, shop here. According to that, then the way you explain the Mishnah makes sense, right? The Mishnah is talking where the master doesn't support his slaves. And that's why the rule, that's why it says that he can't be kotzeitz for their minor slaves' stuffs, for the ketanim. Elamad amar yachal rav lomer le'eved, asei miveni zoncha, ma'ikel meimar. According to it says that you can do that. I mean, according to that, even a master, the rav, who doesn't support his slave, still keeps his stuff. So how are you going to deal with that? Ella rather, idi b'shein ma'ilel mazonos, both of the cases, with the Mishnah and the Brisa, talking about the case where the master is not supporting them. He's not taking care of them. Baha pligi, and this is what they're arguing over. D'mar sava yachal, umar sava en yachal. One, being the Brisa says that the master can tell his slaves for who he's not supporting to work for him anyway, and the other one says he can't do such a thing. In fact, the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, Dami Yochal Harav, Shafik Mastisa V'Avei B'Kabaisa. But Rabbi Yochanan, who says the master can tell the slave who's he's not supporting to go work for him anyway, he's leaving the Mishnah, he's going and pasking like a Brisa over here. What's going on? We don't go for Brisa over here. Mishnai, Esrashas V'lo Garcin, and Yachi Gedolim Nami, Dami Yadav Umachli, he knows and he was Mochel. So therefore, we have to explain how Rabbi Yochanan would understand the Mishnah of the Brisa. Ella the Mishnah Shemayim Ochel. Really, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan understands it, everyone's going to say the Mishnah and the Brisa, a worker takes from the heavens. It's from Shemayim. Rashi's Vafilu Ma'ila Mizonos Lomatzikar Tzikatanim. Even so, you know how to do it. Even if you're being Ma'ila Mizonos, you're supporting them. You can't do it for because for Ketanim. Says Gemara, v'lo matzi kotzitz, and both say that the master can't be kotzitz for his ketanim, even if he's supporting them. Umay kotzitz, amar Rabbi Hoshaya mizonos. And what is the meaning when he says he can be kotzitz, he can stipulate, it means he's allowed to give them mizonos, he's allowed to give them food. Right? It's explained a little differently than the Brisa was saying. Rashi shitam l'mizonos meikara harbe shelo yucho lecho menanov. He can feed them a lot, so he's not able to eat from the grapes. Says the Gemara, the kavasei gabi behemto tevin nikotz la. So then you want to the comparable case by the animal is by hay. But if that's the case, then go ahead and be kotzeitz the hay for her. If you remember, says Rashi in yesterday's daf, Nikutz Law, Da Tanya Lael, we saw earlier the Rashai Balabayas Lahatir Pkia Amir, right? The Balabayas is able to go out and daf Tzadim Abayis to spread out the hay in front of her. Says the Gemara, Ela Balkamifki. Rather, this is what they're arguing over. The Marsav Mishalohu Ochel, Marsav Mishal Shamayim Ochel. One says the Tanya Abayis says that a worker is taking from his own. And the other one says that the Mishnah holds that he's taking from Shamayim. So it ends up being. It says the machlokas. Rashi says, "My sover tana debaisa mishalohu ochel." Rabbi Yochanan ben kishamayla mazonos a ben shein mal mazonos. Okay, you give him mazonos or not? Ubar plukta mukilah b'mayla. No one says b'mayla. The tana didan and our tana is talking about sover. He holds mishal shemayim hu ochel. I feel mayla mazonos. Even if you give him namila, what's the cost? I'm to make this deal. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.